Welcome to Claudio Speakeasy in Radio Theatre, brought to you by the Historic Carolina Theatre of Durham, as well as the Apex Arts Council. This morning we're going to get into the Three Rivers Arts Festival. I've got Beth Bale here, who runs that fantastic art festival. It's going to be on October 18th and 19th, Saturday and Sunday.
When the only sound in the empty street is the heavy tread of the heavy feet that belongs to a lonesome car, I open shut. When the moon so long has been gazing down on the wayward ways of the wayward town, that her smile becomes a smirk, still unspoiled, love that's only slightly soiled, love for sale. Who will buy? Who would like to sample my supply? Who's prepared to pay the price for a trip to paradise? Childish way, I know every type of love better far than they. If you want the thrill of love, I've been through the mill. True love, love for If you want to buy my wares, follow me and climb the stairs. Love for sale. Love for sale.
And that was Ella Fitzgerald, one of my favorites since childhood and for the rest of my life, I'm sure. We just decided after that little bump in the road, we needed somebody to fix it, and we called Ella. I want to read you something here that it says on the flyer for the Three Rivers Arts Festival before I bring Beth Bale on to talk about it. It's her festival. It's getting bigger and bigger every year. It's going to be on October 18th and 19th, Saturday and Sunday, on Summer Rain Farm, which is 1064 Walter Bright Road, Sanford, NC 27330. It's in Chatham County. And you can find out more by the go to the website www.threeriversartsfestival.net. Join us for Art on the Farm. We will have artists and craftspeople showing and selling paintings, drawings, sculpture, jewelry, fiber arts, pottery, woodwork, baskets, mixed media art, microbrew beer, and more. We will have three live music performances each day, as well as arts and craft demonstrations. Visit the chickens and horses on the farm. Art will be set up in and around the barns and pasture. We will have food vendors, so come eat and browse among over 30 vendors. We hope you will join us. We are located in southern Chatham County between Rocky River and Deep River and south of Pittsboro off 15501 Highway 87. Again, that's going to be on the 18th and the 19th. And here's Beth Bale to tell us more. Welcome, Beth.
Thank you, Claudio. Good morning, everyone. I'm excited to tell you about Three Rivers Arts Festival, North Carolina. This will be our fifth year. We are expecting over 600 visitors and guests this year. That was about what we had last year, so we get about 100 more every year. People do have to come out and find us out on the farm, so I hope you take those directions to heart. Take a look at our website so that you can get some good directions. And come out south of Pittsboro, north of Sanford, North Carolina, and come see us. We're going to have a lot of fabulous artists, craftspeople. We'll have food. We have live music. You can visit the horses and feed treats to the horses. The children love to do that as well as the adults. You can feed the chickens. We have a pirate ship that's coming out this year, so you can take pictures and let the kids climb on the pirate ship.
What's the story behind the pirate ship?
Well, a man has contacted me and wants to bring a pirate ship. It's a 32-foot pirate ship that he built himself. He makes and also sells treasure chests, so that's where he will be able to hopefully make some sales as well. But he brings the pirate ship to interest everyone and let folks see what he's made and let folks see his craftsmanship. And we also have another woodworker, maybe two, who are coming out to show their craftsmanship with wood. We have someone who handles glass. We have jewelers, silversmith, a lot of painters. I'm a painter in watercolor.
So you'll be set up as well, I would hope.
I certainly will. I get a prime spot in our barn, in one of the barn stalls. We have 9 barn stalls that we place artists in.
The horses are put out to pasture for the time being. And
Yes, you don't have to worry about being run over by the horses in the barn. No, they're going to be out in the pasture. And
some folks might like their company.
They come running for the treats when people show up at the gate to feed them treats until they get full. So get there early so the horses aren't too full, and they come running so they can get their treats.
Give them apples and carrots?
We have carrots available that one of our volunteers will help people down to the pasture and show them the horses.
Speaking of volunteers, you're actually still looking for some volunteers, right?
I am. If you're interested in coming out and volunteering with us, we have different jobs that need to be done. We would welcome your help. You can get in touch with me through the website. My email address is on there at the bottom of the website. I would welcome speaking with you.
And we were speaking earlier, and I think it might be a good idea to suggest to some of the vendors and some of the artists that are actually setting up to see if they can't solicit a volunteer that assists them and then spills over and assists you. I think this would be a natural gravitation.
I think it would. I haven't had that idea before, but I like that. Try to get some of the artists to bring a little bit of help along.
That way you'll have 20 kids looking at you. What can I do?
Yes, that could be interesting.
Yes.
Interesting. We'll leave it at that. But lots of help. And we have the chickens that people enjoy.
Well, give us a bit of a history on how this, I think you developed this about 4 years ago.
Yes.
Was it 2010?
Yes, indeed. 2010.
Give us a bit of a history, if you don't mind.
So my artist and neighbor friend, Gina Candelori, who is an oil painter, she and I were talking one day and discussing how we would like to have more artistic venues in the southern part of Chatham mm-hmm. County. We were also discussing how we weren't sure what in the world was going on in Lee County with their art scene, although it has become obvious that they have a vibrant art scene,
mm-hmm.
but there isn't much connection between Lee County and Chatham County artists. So we thought perhaps since we're right almost on the county line that we could help bridge that gap a little and bring some Lee County artists, Chatham County artists, others together, and
right.
we have. They also have their Brush and Palette Club big show that same weekend oftentimes.
Yes, yes, yes.
So it's a little more difficult because we tend to choose the same time of the year, not the same weekend exactly, but it's close enough that some of those artists are involved. But we do have some Lee County artists who are joining us in Orange County and Wake County, and we've gotten a pretty broad array of artists from different counties who have joined us over the years and again this year as well.
So where did you hail from originally before you came to North Carolina?
Kentucky. Hodgenville, Kentucky, birthplace of Abraham Lincoln.
What on earth brought you here?
I came here.
Kentucky's beautiful.
Kentucky is beautiful. Sometimes I miss the rolling hills, although there are
no
parts
doubt.
Of North Carolina that look very much like Kentucky. I came here to attend Duke Divinity School, where I finished my degree and then turned to occupational therapy. I work full-time in the Burns Center at UNC Hospitals.
Wow.
I've been doing that for 17 years now.
That is not an easy job, and I imagine you've got to have a strong stomach.
It's a difficult task. It is a wonderful job. It's wonderful work.
Mm-hmm.
People learn very quickly when they start working in burn care, whether it's something that they're passionate about and they can do, or whether they prefer to do something else.
How on earth did you go from divinity school to this?
Oh, wow.
I mean, I applaud you, but what two different landscapes?
Yes. Well, I had always been interested in medicine, psychology, as well as ministry, and so when I took an interest inventory, just out of curiosity, I really scored at the top of the charts with occupational therapy.
Hmm.
It's something that I didn't know really what it was. And so when I discovered how fabulous it was and how it combined so many of the interests that I already have, I said, this is something I need to look into. When I looked into it, I realized that that was actually the direction that fit me better. And I've done it now for 19 years.
Wow,
in
and you're still happy at
therapy,
it.
And I love it.
So you obviously picked the right one. That's amazing. Certainly, it's a good thing to have that divinity experience as part of your psychology and philosophy for this whole thing as well. I'm sure that can lend itself in very encouraging ways to the people you're dealing with.
Oh, absolutely. So many of our patients, as you can imagine, have many psychiatric as well as emotional and spiritual concerns that they're going through as they try to heal. And having a background in that certainly helps, I think. I think mm-hmm. I'm able to relate well with my patients, but also give them the tough love that is sometimes required to push to get better. It's a very difficult task overcome the injuries that they've had.
And much of that does actually fall on you to get the ball rolling, so to speak, to get them to accept that and instead of sinking into a depression.
It does indeed. I think that we have a great team in the Burns Center here at UNC Hospitals. And we're an important part of that, occupational therapy, physical therapy. We have chaplains who work with our patients as well. Recreational therapy does a very important part mm-hmm. with the psychosocial aspects. So we have a great team. And I think that working in burn care gives an opportunity to use a variety of skills, including in some parts of occupational therapy, one's artistic abilities.
No doubt. I can see that.
Yes,
yeah.
So.
Well, on that note, I'm going to switch over to Mr. Bob Crowley here just to catch us up on some things Apex Arts Council, and you may have to activate your mic, I believe.
Oh, you're active.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
I'm just making sure we don't have any other bumps in the road.
No,
fault of yours. It was the system acting strange.
That's fine, and I don't mind. I mean, this is I'm used to working with old things.
We fly by night here, and it's a puddle jumper.
Yeah, it's something like that. But I just want to start out by letting everybody know today is Bald and Free Day. So if you have,
and I forgot to shave my hair.
There you go. I tell you, if you don't have any hair, this is your day to celebrate. Go out there and show it off. Don't wear that toupee. It's also the anniversary of the first commercial railroad in the United States.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, and when was that?
That was 1826. That was the Granite Railway. It was built in around Boston, and it was built specifically to hold the granite for the Bunker Hill Monument.
And it had 16 horses, right?
It basically, I think it probably did. But there had been experiments before, but that was the first commercial railway.
Wow.
And, of course, we'd be remiss if I then didn't segue into the New Hope Valley Railway, which we're coming up on the 18th, sorry, Beth, and the 25th for our Halloween trains.
Ah.
Yeah.
So 18th and the 25th. So 18th. If you've got to go to the art festival, you can come back on the 25th.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. In fact, we don't actually start running until the evening anyway, so you can go to the arts festival and then come to the railroad. And we have all kinds of things. It's very, very child-friendly, so don't get the idea that you can't. It's designed to be spooky, not gothic horror, so we don't have axe murderers running around. The one guy that showed up one year with a chainsaw, we chased him away.
Oh, no.
But we'll have some fun stuff going on, of course, and the so come on out and see
I have no idea why gore has been translated into horror.
No.
It's a totally different genre. Keep your chainsaws to yourself.
That's somebody else's. But the Arts Council, of course, we're going strong. We just finished casting for a production that we're going to be doing the 19th, 20th, and 21st of December at the Garner Arts Center. And this will be Land of the Sweets, which is the second act of the Nutcracker.
Right.
And we are going to have at least three dancers from the Carolina Ballet involved in it. We'll have the students from a couple of the local schools. And we are going to put that on, and you can come on out and see that. We're not going to do a whole Nutcracker because, well, there's other people that do that and probably have more facilities. But we're going to do at least the second act, and we're going to do a preview of it on the 5th of December in downtown Apex at Christmas on Salem Street.
All right.
So that's good. And we're having a lot of fun with that.
And, of course, the Apex Arts Council is also involved with the Three Rivers Arts Festival.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're the principal sponsor there. Come on out. We want you to see you all the time. And what are we going to do next? I don't know. We're going to figure that out in a little bit. Actually, I do know, but I'm not ready to kick it out yet.
Well, we're about to go listen to a little more of Ella Fitzgerald, but I want to announce, first of all, that this show is being brought to you by the Historic Carolina Theater of Durham, as well as the Apex Arts Council.
And if I can slip in with one more thing here, I want to mention everybody, too, that the Hickory Tavern will be hosting a fundraiser for WCOM on the 7th of November. Hickory Tavern is located inside the Hampton Inn at 370 East Main Street in Carrboro, and they will be hosting a fundraiser for us Thursday night, November 6th. 10% of food sales from the receipts deposit will be donated to WCOM, a nonprofit all-volunteer community radio station serving Carrboro and Chapel Hill.
That's so we can uninstall some of the bamboo we're running behind now and actually get some good things up. We need some curtains, for one thing. And being that this is community radio, we appreciate any kind of donation.
And maybe we give Claudio a raise.
Right, there we go. Raise. What money?
All right,
anyway, we're going to go to Ella Fitzgerald, and I think the name of this tune, you got all the information over there.
Yeah, it's
QSN.
Let's see here.
What's going to be this
song?
We are
going to be going to...
you've got the card. There we go. The second one.
Yeah, Miss Otis Regrets.
Okay, I like that one.
Yeah, okay.
Here comes Ella once again.
Miss Otis Regrets, she's unable today, madam. Miss Otis Regrets, she's unable to lunch today. She is sorry to be delayed, but But last evening down in Lover's Lane she strayed. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. When she woke up and found that her dream of love was gone, madam, she ran to the man who had led her so far astray. And from under her velvet gown, she drew a gun and shot. Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. When the mob came and got her and dragged her from the jail, madam, they strung her upon the old willow across the died. She lifted up her lovely head and cried, madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today.
A designated driver.
Sign up to be the designated driver at the stadium and always buckle up. You could follow your favorite NFL team to the Super Bowl, provided as a public service by the station and Team Coalition.
You're tuned to 103.5 FM, WCOMLP, Chapel Hill, Carlboro. Están escuchando a 103.FM, WCOMLP, Chapel Hill, Carlboro. Thanks for listening to our station.
And we're back on. Going to go back to Beth about the Three Rivers Arts Festival coming up on the 18th and the 19th of October. And we're going to catch up on more history on how it evolved, but I think you had some things you wanted to point out.
Oh, yes. When Bob was talking about the railroad being child-friendly, it reminded me to tell everyone that not only is our Three Rivers Arts Festival child-friendly, but we're also dog-friendly on leash. So feel free to bring out your dog.
Just don't let them off the leash, so they'll lease, so they'll chase the chickens.
Yes, no chasing of chickens. So keep them on the leash, but they are welcome. We'll even count them as visitors.
Good. Get counted in as dog people.
Don't forget my buddy out there, Topsail.
Oh yes, the cat Topsail. He'll come visit everyone. Just don't let him get in your car. We have free parking. It's free. Oh, it's free to enter. If you do have to park down the road a bit, we will come pick you up in the golf cart.
You're basically driving into the woods, and there's the farm. I love that.
Driving in, finding us. We're just a mile off of 15501, so it's not difficult to find.
Just look for the signs.
You'll see our signs, and then you can get there, park along the road, and come in for free, enjoy the music for free. We have the food is for sale. The locally brewed beer is for sale, baked goods, Italian ice, and then all of the arts and crafts are for sale by local vendors. It is handmade by each artist. We are not a flea market. This is an arts and crafts sale with original items.
Right. And it's a beautiful setup. Give us a little more of the history on how this came about. We started on that, and then we got distracted, and that frequently happens.
We did. So Gina and I decided to start this in our very first event. We had planned to be almost like a miniature art tour so that we would have some artists set up at my farm and some artists set up at her farm. And the county said she was a little too close to the river, and they didn't want an event so close to the river, and so we weren't able to do it at her place.
Interesting.
She's right on the Rocky River,
and
which is where we are three rivers of Rocky River, Deep River, and the Haw. And so we ended up putting it just at my place, Summer Rain Farm, where my partner and I live, and we have the three horses and chickens there. And we started out very small, with only six vendors. We initially had planned to have nine, and then some family emergencies came up. So we ended up with six vendors for that first year, a very small start. And the second year we had 21, and then we've climbed ever since. And we're holding at around 30 to 35 each year. This year we have...
That's a good amount.
Yeah, it's nice for the size of our space. We're
right.
A small farm.
And you want to consider that, yeah.
Yes, we're 12 acres, about 8 acres that are open and available, and we want to make sure that we also have enough visitors that we can make it productive for the artists who are there and not become too big. This year we have about 33 different artists and craftspeople, as well as 5 musical performances, and we have 4 food vendors. So it's a nice size. It's manageable. You're able to see everything that's there if you'll stay for a couple of hours and just browse through the barn, the covered riding ring.
And other than the just to break in here for a minute, other than the singing, you're also going to have you have a writer there that's going to be doing a little storytelling, or you have an actual storyteller coming as well. I'm afraid I won't be able to make it this year. I had planned to be there, but my late father's estate sale is happening around that time, and a warehouse sale just happened to fall on. I'd already committed, and then I got the dates for the estate and warehouse sale, and it takes me away from there, I'm afraid.
Yes, that's just bad luck. We were looking forward to having you there and having your art there. We do have Belia Keeney. That's correct. She's the writer of a book called The Tiger Whisperer, which was nominated for some awards. She'll be sharing a portion of her book, as well as another local storyteller with a brief story. And then the rest will be music. And I'm still open. We have a little bit of time in that storytelling time if there are some folks who are interested in sharing some spoken word. There is a bit of time on Saturday that I can still fill with some of that.
So if you want to get some good exposure, go to the Arts Festival.
Absolutely. Contact me at the website via my email.
Mm-hmm. Three Rivers Arts Festival, or your regular email, which they'll find on the website, and the website is threeriversartsfestival.net.
That is correct. And we look forward to seeing everyone out there. We hope that you can make it, that you can find us. You can certainly contact me if you need more details about that. My email is BethBale@windstream.net. Feel free to contact.
And this is coming up on the 18th and 19th. I was going to ask you something that's always fun to hear about. Have there ever been any sort of behind the scenes things that happened that stood out? Funny stories you have to tell? Any, or even any frustrations that you've had with putting this whole thing together? I'm sure anyone that's done that would appreciate hearing it.
There's been a lot of learning that has gone on.
No doubt.
I had no idea how to create or coordinate or run an arts festival when we started this. Gina runs our website and is able to handle that for us, and I'm so thankful because that is not my cup of tea.
Not mine either.
I'm the people person, and so doing this and dealing with all the artists, most particularly the joy has been meeting the artists, meeting the musicians, getting to have all of those connections that I've formed over the years.
But you did say you wanted to be careful that it doesn't just become sort of a come and do shopping event. You like the community spirit of this, and you hope that it never loses that, right?
I love that. That's my favorite thing about it is the community involvement, the community of artists and musicians and volunteers who help us, getting to know those people and having those connections that I maintain. And that's very important to me, that it maintains that community feel, and the people in our little country community of Asbury, that is actually on the map, on some maps, as Asbury.
Right next to Mayberry, right?
Yeah, very close. They have been wonderful about supporting us, and they come out. Some of them are able to walk. Some of them drive, but they've been very supportive as well, and
fantastic.
Some of them volunteer.
That's good. That's important, actually. Good. Well, let's go back over to a few things Apex Arts Council, if you have anything else to add, or give us some historical perspectives before we do another dip with Ella.
Well, Arts Council, I say, we're out there planning. We're doing a lot of fun things here. I'm still trying to get together some people to do a theatrical production in the spring, so that'll be happening. We're going to do a comedy murder mystery dinner theater at the New Hope Valley Railway.
Is this the one that you wrote?
Yeah. Didn't want to brag about that,
no,
but yeah,
that's okay.
I'm the playwright. And
what is this murder story called?
It's called The Case of the Happy Hobo.
Oh yes,
yes.
I've heard about this over the years.
Yeah, we have we find a body. A hobo has been murdered, but then when the body's turned over, he's got a smile. That's why he's happy. But he's not really a hobo. He's a multimillionaire in the area who likes hanging out with hobos. But he has now been shot, and we've got about 4 or 5 anyway suspects. And
this is Bob's version of Agatha Christie's Orient Express.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, I don't claim to be in the same league as Dame Agatha, but I'll get there. Someday.
Yeah, good.
That's what's going on there.
Any more unusual historical perspectives you want to toss our way?
Not so much historical as hysterical.
good, I like that too.
Yeah, there was a gentleman out there. He's been wanting to sue our president for various sundry things, a guy named Larry Klayman, and his latest one.
Our president as in Barack Obama?
Yes.
Okay.
And
not to be confused with the president of WCOM.
No, we're going to impeach him in a different way.
Watch it. We take that back, Bill.
Yeah. But Larry's got the idea now that he wants to have our president deported. Deported to what? Hawaii, where he was born?
Is this a Republican maneuver or a Democratic maneuver?
Well, it's an arch-conservative maneuver.
Okay.
But, you know, why? How can you deport? It just doesn't make any sense. But, you know, people.
You really can't pull any more rabbits out of the hat, can you?
No. So that's it. That's the latest thing. So
they'd have to deport him to Hawaii.
Yeah, which is part of the U.S.
Yes.
So, you know, he's a natural
born
citizen.
Maybe this guy didn't check.
Yeah, just
probably a politician.
Yeah, well, he's they describe him as a conservative activist.
Uh huh.
Whatever that means.
Right.
Yeah. So that's the big thing that's going on out there in the news that caught my eye. Other stuff, well, we'll have to wait and see what tomorrow brings.
Well, let's go for some Ella.
Go for some Ella. Okay. And what do we got here? We are going to go to...
You better look at your card.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at my card. Don't worry. Here, I got it here. Well,
give me the card.
It's number 9 on here.
Go ahead.
And I will start it off.
Yes, you start it. This is called Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea. I think we picked this one because I'm such a maritime character. Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea, here's Ella.
I can't forget you. You've got me in between the devil and a deep blue sea. I ought to cross you off my list, but when you come knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist, and I come running back for more. I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. Do you do da 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 You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea.
And that was Ella and the Devil in the Deep Blue Sea. I never get tired of that voice, and I've been in love with her since I was 10 or 11 years old. Listen
Absolutely.
To her in South Africa.
Beautiful.
Just amazing, amazing stuff. We're here talking about the Three Rivers Arts Festival. That's Three Rivers Arts Festival NC, because there's also one where somewhere up north. Give us a scoop on that.
Yes, yeah, some up north. Where is that, Bob?
Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh, I did not know about this arts festival until after we had decided on this terrific name for our local
great name,
arts
yes.
festival, and to represent the Haw River, the Deep River, and the Rocky River, two of which we are directly in between, within a mile and a half in either direction. And Gina and I played around with different names that we could name this festival, and that's the brilliant name that we came up with. And then once we had already started promoting it and mm-hmm. gotten some publicity out, we realized that there is a Three Rivers Arts Festival that's been going on for apparently many, many years. It's very well known to represent the three rivers that converge in Pittsburgh. And so now we say Three Rivers Arts Festival, North Carolina
right.
in hopes that no one up there decides that they'll have a problem with the name of our festival.
Right. I think I'm going to start one and just call it A River Runs Through It.
There you go.
Arts Festival.
Perfect.
Catch us up with some more of what your people have and any antidotes you may have as far as some things that happen on the farm.
Right. We have fabulous art, and there's always plenty going on the farm. We have a number of painters who paint on canvas and paper and also on wood. We have several jewelers who do beading and put together vintage. One puts together vintage jewelry. Others make their jewelry and even do some silversmithing. We have some woodworkers. We have three people who do photography, in addition to some other art that they do. We have various media that I don't know what category exactly to put them into, but they do a number of different creative things. We have a lady who makes her own hats. We have a man who produces shirts with a stencil that is actually a process that he uses to create a design that's actually bleached out. We have I think we have four ceramic pottery artists, so that's nice. People always enjoy the pottery. We have someone who works in glass, some fiber artists who do knitting, sewing, quilting. We have a woman who does amazing basketry work. She is absolutely an artist. Pat Stewart, she creates baskets that are nothing like what you would find in the store. They're absolute works of art. We have a felt wool artist. We have someone who creates alpaca-based products out of her alpaca fur or fiber. I'm not sure how you say that exactly. I guess alpaca wool.
I think
wool.
You've got it. Yeah.
We have a wood carver. And then we have a number of our food vendors as well as the pirate ship. We have some soy candles that are handmade and someone who's going to make or makes the handmade hand-carved knives. So we have a number of interesting things out there.
Incredible.
We have a fabulous farm dog. His name is Viking. And
good name. I like that. One named Sailor.
Viking, right?
Yeah, Viking.
That's up your alley. He's a English shepherd, and he protects the farm. He's a great protector for all our animals. We used to struggle with the predators out there, and mm-hmm. since he's been around for the past 4 years, we have had very few problems with predators. Now, when he was young and we had the art festival, he did manage to get into one of the artist's supplies when she had left things out overnight in the ring, and I had to make some apologies to her for the chewed up business cards, but that wasn't too bad. It could have been worse. We have people who love to bring their dogs. I have some great photographs of the little tiny dogs that people carry around, various breeds that people carry in their arms.
The Chihuahua types, huh?
Yes, with the horses, and photographs of the horse's nose on the dog's nose.
The horse's head being bigger than the entire dog, yes.
Absolutely bigger, yes. So it's just a fun time. I do hope that people take an opportunity to come out. I know October is a really busy month, and there are a ton of opportunities to get out and do things, but maybe you can add this to your list of
And take the opportunity to hang out with Beth while you're there. She likes to socialize.
Absolutely.
On that note, I think we're going to go to another Ella Fitzgerald, and then I'm going to come back with a little radio theater taken from my collection of maritime works. And let me see what it's going to be this time. I think it's going to be song number 10. Let me get that right. This time it's me messing up. There we go. Number 10 would be... Well, no, it's not number 10.
16,
thank you. That's going to be Every Time We Say Goodbye. Here's Ella, and I'll be back with a little radio theater. And now for a few moments of radio theater, as I've promised my listeners I would continue to do and not forget to do. So this is brought to you. This is Claudio Speakeasy in Radio Theater, brought to you by the historic Carolina Theater of Durham, as well as the Apex Arts Council. And what I'm about to perform for you is taken out of my book Seafarers, which is also a stage production, a poetic chronicle of maritime subjects. This one's called, the one you most expect, actually, A Drunken Sailor. A sailor sets his dreams on shoreside notions. The sailor set his battered sails upon many a restless sea, though now, as the autumn wind prevails, it's home to land for me. I've spent my rum and tonic nights sailing o'er angry tides, though now, as I see the harbour lights, all memory subsides. I'll head for shore as I've done before, and rest my weary soul, but not before, land sakes galore, some rum and rock and roll. There'll be some jokes amongst the blokes as the booze begins to flow, and then some weed to numb the creed from things they don't choose to know. They'll all be looking forward to several weeks of sail. A shake of hands a friend demands, and it's off to no avail. Well, I'll spend this night in tropics I may never see again, and I'll speak of many topics I may never free again. I'll be drinking with the runners who hide within these aisles, and I'll drink a toast to sunners who've come to change their styles. Yes, I've seen my better days at sea, and the last of this bottle of rum, so I warily set my memory free of these islands in the sun. Though before I sleep without solution, for even a drunk has resolution, I must take to heart this last desire, for it ain't the rum that burns like fire. Well, I'll set my sails if but once more, and just for old time's sake. Then from the ocean to the shore, I live on a fisher's take. So once again I'll sail my dreams across this restless sea, and once again it seems, I'm home at last and free.
Imagine a friend has just told you they were diagnosed with a mental illness. What would you do? Awkward, isn't it? But what's even more awkward is, if you're not there for them, they'll be less likely to recover. Mental illness. What a difference a friend makes. To learn more, go to whatadifference.org. This message is brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The world of science is endlessly fascinating, and some of the world's most significant science is going on right here in the Triangle. This is Ernie Hood. Join me Wednesdays at 11 a.m. for Radio In Vivo, your link to the Triangle Science Community, right here on WCOM LPFM.
And we're back. Claudio Speakeasy in Radio Theater. Thank you for indulging me in that moment of Radio Theater. And we're going back to Beth. Beth, we got about 5 minutes to bring this whole thing to a wrap, so make sure we have all contact information out again and anything else you want to cue us in on.
Yes, indeed. First, the contact information. Our website is 3RiversArtsFestival.net. All of that spelled out. My email, if you're interested in getting in touch with me, is Beth Bale, B-A-L-E, at windstream.net.
Hi, we're talking to real smokers about quitting. Tell me when you
don't know what that
why.
Is. Hold on. We just picked up another station. 1-2-1-2. Are we good?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, and
we just got a feed. I don't know where that came from.
I also hope you choose not to smoke.
So there we go, yes.
So there. How was that?
Roll with it. Yes, absolutely.
I would like to mention our music is a very important part of our festival, and make sure that you can pick which music performance you would like to come to or come to for the whole day. We have music Saturday and Sunday. On Saturday, the spoken word portion will be from noon until 1 o'clock. From 1 until 3, we have a fabulous musician, singer-songwriter, Jade Morell. She will be performing. And then from 3 until 4, Wildflower Folk Music, who are Dan Hemseth and Seal Chappelle. They have a very interesting mix of folk music style. And then on Sunday from noon until 2, we have Dogwood Blossom Band. Mike Paris of Dogwood Blossom Band is running sound for us for the whole weekend. God bless him. Thank you, Mike. We love you. And Rebecca Todd and her fabulous sound from 2 to 3. She is a singer-songwriter. And Michael Daughtry from 3 until 5. This is listed on our website, the schedule of music, so you don't have to remember it. Take a look at www.3RiversArtsFestival.net.
Good. Well, that covers that round out. And again, we're going to remind you that it's going to be October 18th and 19th, Saturday and Sunday, not too far down the road, on Summer Rain Farm, which is 1064 Walter Bright Road, Sanford, North Carolina, 27330, and it's in Chatham County. The 3RiversArtsFestival.net, and you have the website. Anything else to add about the Apex Arts Council,
Mr. President thereof. No, not really. The only thing I might mention is that one of the things that happen in Wake County every year, and this won't happen actually until next November, is the Western Wake Artist Studio Tour. And that is when you can get around and go and visit the artists directly in their studios, watch them work, purchase, and so on. And I've just got myself somehow appointed as chairman of the studio tour for next year.
You go, boy.
Yeah, so that's going to be a bunch of work to do, too.
And didn't you just connect with something in Wake County?
In Wake County?
You accepted some sort of on-the-board position with Arts in Wake County or something?
That was the one
That was the one you're talking about.
It,
okay, gotcha. Pardon my memory.
That's okay.
That's an exciting event. That's a lot of work you've gotten yourself into
there,
Bob.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
My wife tells me I'm retired, but I've never worked so hard in my life.
I believe it.
Well, give us a final wrap. Anything else you want to say before I turn things over to Ella once more and we fade out of the speakeasy?
The Three Rivers Arts Festival, it's a great opportunity to come out, have some fun, listen to some music, meet some new people, see some animals. It's holiday time is coming up. We have lots of good things going on, so I hope you will take a look at our website, threeriversartsfestival.net, and see if you can't come out and spend some time with us. We are 10 until 4 on Saturday and 11 until 5 on Sunday.
And that's it. That's Beth Bale from the Three Rivers Arts Festival coming up, Three Rivers Arts Festival NC. Thank you for joining us. This is Claudio Speakeasy in Radio Theater signing off. Until next time, cheers.